With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Challenge Total Madness for the, I think, second part of the reunion or shit they should have shown. I don't know, some kind of combination. I'm Brian Cohen. Here with me, as always, my co-host, Allie Lesher. Allie, how are you?
Brian, you sound sick. You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, although I sound nasally. That was very much in my head. I'm sitting up. I was like trying to get comfortable. It's 11 o'clock.
You want to pause for a nose blow?
No, keep it going. I'm a professional.
Yeah, this is professional. I have to say, we've added sort of, as we've transitioned away from the jerky game and social media, as we got to the reunion and the follow-up and such, we've added sort of a new segment that's like, I give you unimportant podcast-related news updates for 45 minutes before we start recording.
Right. It's even more fun when we start recording or fake recording after 11 o'clock.
You know,
and we've only watched 10 minutes of the episode, so this is gonna be a long night.
People got jobs. All right, so let's explain what you're talking about, Brian. What are we doing?
That's a loaded question. That's a loaded question. But what we're doing for this episode, so I tweeted this earlier today about how, oh, we should just do a live commentary of this episode because I was had very low expectations, and shockingly, you were into it. So we are doing segment by segment breakdowns. We've only watched the first segment. We're going to talk about it, go to commercial break, and then watch the next segment, come back, and kind of do it for this hour of, I don't know what we're about to get, but this is what we're doing for this episode.
Brian, you're shocked? I'm the person who proposed that we do solo podcasts. I'm nothing if not flexible and experimental, baby. We're cutting edge. We got to make it interesting. Keep it spicy over here. I gotta say, I think it's more of a product that neither of us were excited to watch this episode, but I think making this sort of podcast spin has me more excited to be watching. Like, I was like, oh no, I have to stop and do the podcast. I wanted to continue watching.
Yeah, when I sent this out, I had a few people respond, be like, oh, I didn't expect much, but I actually really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. So my expectations rose a little bit. After the first segment, they dropped down quite quickly. But we'll see how the rest of the episode goes.
Wow, my impression of this was like, c'est juste. Like, this was full guise to me. Like, I feel like we got interesting stuff that my reaction was more like, why didn't we talk about this? I mean, not like, oh, it's hard in the bunker. But some of the juice that it's at least...
Well, that was 35% of the sentence.
Yeah, but we also got the preview, and I'm sort of like, why aren't we getting that juice then, last week?
I guess, I don't know, tips to survive a challenge house. That was fun. Panic attacks.
Normalized mental health, you know, discussions, baby. I was here for it.
All right.
I also have to come clean.
One for one.
I'm not stopping the podcast because, and you know, you're the professional here. I'm the one who can't fake anything here. I noticed after we started recording that my microphone wasn't being picked up. So now I am hunched over my laptop, screaming into it, begging for the built-in microphone to pick me up enough to get us through the first segment.
And this will be a blessing in disguise that we're doing this over multiple segments, so tech issues can be resolved. Yeah, this is
don't
fun.
Don't say I didn't do anything. I never did anything for you, Scott St. Pierre. Look at the struggle. Try to make it less hard. Anyway, all right.
So whose mic will be picked up worse? Yours or Kyle's? We have a nice poll going.
You know, that's actually really funny you say that, because I was like, did he call in on a landline? What was happening there? But I do want to say, and I don't know if MTV intended to do this prior to Corona, if this was always going to be a clip show, but I actually thought for a Zoom reunion show, this was a really good idea to have what is clearly their one-on-one interviews spliced throughout with the host sort of narrating the clips. I actually thought, you know, whether or not the content of the clips turns out to be good, I thought it was a really nice package for a Zoom situation.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I wonder if they were even planning on doing this type of episode at all, because I feel like we haven't had like a shit they should have shown in a couple seasons. So I wonder if they were just like, all right, well, there's nothing else going on. We might as well just toss together another episode for people to watch. So let's just do this.
It's also begs the question, why the rebrand? The shit they should have shown is like one of the best, most fun, most MTV style brandings that any reality show does. For new viewers, I mean, it's probably clear. They used to call this the shit they should have shown, and it was fun. And I think calling it just like behind the scenes is not as fun. So I don't know why they changed that.
No, and it's even, I think the title is just Reunion Part 2, so it's even lamer.
Yeah, it was lame. I mean, also lame, again, I agree with you in terms of the Bunker Sucks clips. Like, we didn't care on the show. We don't care after the show. The only thing I pulled here is like, of course, everyone hates it. And Wes does a clip like, I loved it because it was destroying everyone else. Like, all right, that's fine.
And for the 10th consecutive year of MTV shows, the house that they're in is haunted. Whether it's Real World, Are You the One, The Challenge, I think they always have some type of clip about the house being haunted. And once again, this one is haunted. Oh, this one of all of them, I would believe, is haunted.
I mean, I could listen to Big T read the phone book. Like, I was not interested in the storyline, but her explanation of it was very cute and very fun. The headline to me of the first, you know, not that Mel, we're going to get the teaser that Mel hooked up with a lot of people in the house. The biggest headline really was, we finally understand the context of the porta potty thing with Kayla, Bear, and Nelson. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the toilets broke and they had to bring in porta potties?
No, it's a great point. Although, yeah, I wonder, I guess that must have jarred his memory, or did they actually hook up in the porta potty, or was that a reference to a prior season? But at least now there's some context as to how that even was top of mind for Nelson.
Yeah, it's something that never made sense during the season. I assume now that it was that before Kayla and Bear were openly hooking up, that there was an accusation that they hooked up in the porta potty. Famously, there's a famous MTV trope of, I guess, all reality, but I feels very Real World to me, of like hooking up in the bathroom or the challenge, hooking up in the bathroom because they don't film you in the bathroom. You see in this season how they sort of got around that by having like a toilet area separate from and Big Brother also does that, where it's like just a toilet in the closet so that you can't really spend much time in there. But so I think that's what Nelson's accusation was, you cheated on your boyfriend in a porta potty. And then we got to see the porta. I mean, I wish we rolled those babies out during the season. It is the shit they should, literally the shit they should have shown.
Yeah. Although I'm glad we didn't get clips of the plumbing breaking. I'll need to see that. I feel like, you know, we get clips of people vomiting and stuff like that. We can keep the plumbing to this part of the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't need to see their toilets breaking. What am I, sicko?
But yeah, Corey and Bailey having panic attacks. Corey didn't have his fan, so he was freaking out. Bailey didn't get sunlight. She was freaking out.
I mean, you're saying this so cavalier. Like, we can relate, right? Like, let's build a quick tip sheet for living in a pandemic. I mean, I'm in a studio. You have, like, a wife and a life and stuff. But, like, I don't know. I felt like that sort of content was relatable, of like, oh, I'm anxious for no reason. My chest is tight for no reason. Like, I don't have the accommodations I normally would want to have. Like, I don't know. The bunker rang like a little too real for me, although the still air is not something that bothers me. But once he said it, it sounded pretty heavy.
Yeah, and that was the problem with it. The air was too heavy. I wonder how far into the season it was. They didn't give any type of timing sense about it. It was a couple weeks, far in. I don't know. Curious how long it took for these attacks to kind of happen.
You sound genuinely interested in that, Brian.
I'm trying to get some interest in the first 10 minutes. It's got a long way to go. Luckily, this was only an hour. So, you know, we're already a quarter of the way in.
All right, we're done. Are we ready to break, come back with more intrigue on who Mel is hooked up with and maybe my microphone? Sorry again. You know, it's times like these, the intro was so gold that I didn't want to just cut it. So here we are. Hope you can hear me. But we'll be back with better audio.
Yeah, we'll be back after this commercial break with segment two. We'll be back. And we're back. Part two.
4 seconds ago when we turned off for part one, you were sweating how to exit so badly.
Almost said have a good one. And like, I mean, I guess you could have a good one like 3 seconds. So have a good 3 seconds. And now we're back.
I do want to put in a plug. I really do like Vernon here more than I did in the last reunion. So maybe I'll let it slide that it was Zoom and it was awkward. You can't really, I think I was too harsh on him last week that you can't really interrupt fights or ask follow-ups on like a Zoom call as much as you maybe could in real life. I think he's doing a good job ushering us through the clips here.
Yeah, well, he's a super fan, so he knows all the ins and outs.
All right, let's get through the hard part before we get to the rewards. Josh and Melissa. Josh has a type. I mean, this is exactly the same love triangle they set up with Josh liking Melissa, Melissa liking flirting with Josh, but just liking him as a friend and sometimes not even that, and her paying attention to Kyle. I mean, if that's not verbatim Josh, Georgia, and Bear, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and maybe it adds even a little further context to Melissa getting super pissed at Josh during that one ceremony where she like was yelling at him, jumping on the table. Adds a little bit more context to that.
Yeah, I mean, this to me, I was like, I would have rather seen this probably than the D and Rogan stuff.
Right.
I think we're sort of seeing like what, like, and again, I'm not saying that, after the D stuff, we shouldn't have seen any of D, but prior to that, like, I'm not saying we should have seen none of that storyline, just like when we used to complain about Kyle and Kara and Polly. Like, I'm not saying zero of that, but do we have to dedicate the entire season to one thing when we do have, I think this is showing us like we did have other stuff, at least for like one off things. Maybe it's like you were saying last week with Bananas, like if it doesn't amount to anything, it doesn't amount to anything. But I'm fine to see a quick 7 minute scene at the club where Nani hooks up with Melissa and that's all that comes of it.
Yeah. I mean, especially because they're like these episodes are an hour and a half long. Like they have plenty of time to fit some of this stuff. And maybe, you know, yada yada, some more of like the challenge during the episode and cut in one of these scenes. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of these clips are going to be pre-D cut out because I would assume they were then able to fit all this other stuff in to the episodes anyway. So I would assume all this stuff is going to be episode 8 or 9 or before. So it is fun to kind of see these scenes kind of pop up that they probably could have found the way to squeeze in.
We do have to talk about the possibly too well applied burn where Melissa very earnestly is like, I don't want to be mean about Josh, so I'll say a -2. That was her nice answer on a scale of 1 to 10 as a kisser. -2 was her being generous.
Yeah, well, you know what happens? You get on Melissa's bad side. She does like snake impressions at you, so you don't want to do that. So I guess you stick with the -2 rating. Otherwise, you don't know what you're going to get.
I mean, I'd rather be a snake than a -2 rating. That's, you can't recover from that. And are we the least bit surprised?
No, probably not. But I mean, look, good for Josh. He, you know, made out with Melissa, made out with Georgia. He's making his way through the challenge pool.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't say that. All right. But then we got this scene that you came back flustered from. I regret watching this stuff live with you. That it was Brian comes back like, there was some good stuff there. Yeah.
That is not what I said.
It's pretty much verbatim what you said.
We're talking about Bailey and Swaggy. I thought that was very sweet.
Yeah, no, we get this fun makeout scene with Jenny and Anissa giving rave reviews back and forth, and Mel and Nani hooked up giving rave reviews back and forth, and
Yeah, and Mel and Nani had a thing at the bar, too, that kind of continued on. Mm-hmm. I do want to call out, subtle detail, Mel making direct eye contact with Casey intentionally while she hooks up with Melissa, while she hooks up with Nani. It was one of the funniest things of at least the second segment.
I love that Nisa shit taking the time to shit on all the guys, being like that. And the girls are just more interested in each other than any of the guys.
I mean, yeah, we watched the show. We understand that.
Yeah. And it's continuing her strong season even into the after season.
All right. We Nani with the line of the night, possibly the line of the season, though, that Mel's baby could be hers. Yep. I LOL'd hard on that.
Good for Nani. I hope she came up with that one. I feel like maybe not, but good for her if she did.
I don't know. It had a Nani vibe. Why? I'm giving Nani the credit. It was funny.
Give her credit. Good for her. Good for her.
Don't be so patronizing. She made a good joke. Nani's great. Okay.
We got more.
Let's see you make a joke, Brian.
I can't. Definitely not on the spot. Definitely not on the spot. I'm more of a reactionary joker. That's what I do. I take other people's comments and I come up with a line. That's what I do.
6 years later, still waiting to see evidence of that. But
So funny. Da 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 da.
That was
that's
great.
My joke. That's my joke.
Da 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 da. All right, let's.
What about Zach's proposal? I know they're a train wreck, but it was a sweet proposal. At the tree in Manhattan with the family and friends there. Very nice.
You're gonna yada 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 over my girl Angela showing up on the screen.
I thought we would touch on that small thing and then get to.
Okay, fine.
Stuff.
We'll touch on this one thing. I mean, Jenna says it in the most Jenna way ever. Like, he proposed at the tree, and it's special to us because we usually get dinner, we see the tree, and yeah, we're good. It's like so Jenna about. I love that. I like love her. I don't love seeing it in Zach, but I love hearing Jenna explain her proposal. That was very just hardcore Jenna.
One of still one of my all time favorite scenes from the challenge is her fight with her cousin when they were talking about like the cupcake of the bakery. Shut out like if you join the challenge late and you don't know that scene, you have to look up from Bloodlines Jenna fighting with her cousin. It's one of the most iconically funny scenes in the history of the challenge.
It's interesting. So like we'll segue into or we'll break to say that CBS All Access now has several seasons of the challenge. And we always get tweets about what season should I watch? And I always say like, I don't know. But Bloodlines is certainly not a season anyone would recommend, but no. That one clip you should check out. And now yes. You can.
There you go. You can.
What's the definitive answer? I mean, I've had this debate with people. I feel like since we've been doing the podcast, I've said free agents one, because that's when we started doing the podcast.
Right.
But also I do think, a few seasons ago, I felt like Free Agents was sort of the definitive turning point into the modern era, where if you started there, you could pick up everything you needed to know, and it wasn't that far back. I do think I have to move the needle up a bit now that time has passed. Like, I think a lot of that stuff is irrelevant, but I don't know where to land on, like, what the recommendation is for the person who doesn't want to do the full binge, but wants to get the full vibe.
I think if you want to catch up to this modern challenge, I think you start with the trilogy. I think you start whatever the first season of that trilogy was. War of the Worlds, is that the first one of the so-called trilogy?
No, isn't it
33rd? Then I would start there, and because I think that was where we're most of the like Bear and a lot of those started to join the show. So I think if you start there, you'll be pretty much caught up to this world.
Because my other answer was start with Rivals, 3, where, spoiler alert, Bananas takes Sarah's money, because I felt like that always came up. But maybe with this win, that's sort of erased in terms of importance.
Plus, Sarah is probably not coming back anytime soon. So, yeah, especially now after this, they probably won't get mentioned that much anymore. And really all you need to know is, you know, Bananas took the money from Sarah. So that you kind of caught up.
Yeah, so free agents watch, depending on how much time you have. I still think Free Agents is a great season to start with.
Yeah, it's just a great season. It's just very entertaining.
But as you go, you know, so the person I raised this to then said, like, yeah, but you're leading them into like the worst stretch of seasons, because then you have Battle of the Exes 2, Battle of the Bloodlines, Rivals 3, Invasion of the Champions, and then you get to Dirty 30. So mm-hmm. I think you're probably right with Dirty 30. You could probably get away with even less. Like, honestly, again, we said this at the top of the season, not that anybody's listening, probably the people who asked about this, but I do think the challenge is really good about editing it in a way so that you can watch with any level of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Go back to the earliest season available and start there. How about that?
They're good with like the previously on. And obviously we always highlight that they flash back to during seasons or past seasons. They're pretty good. Or even like the social media stuff that may cause stuff. So yeah, they're pretty good in letting new audiences kind of get caught up.
You know what else was pretty good? Getting to see Angela.
Yeah, but it was sad. This is, I mean, you got to see her, but this is sad. I mean, we got to see the relationship fall apart between her and Nelson. The spoils of Reddit or Twitter, whoever posted the leak that Nelson and Dee were apparently hooking up, which seemed to be false based off what everyone's reaction was, seemed to cause the breakup between them.
Especially because, okay, so first of all, I feel like I recently unfollowed Angela on Instagram because she flew to Miami and was talking about going out in Miami. And mostly I'm upset about it because she's not like talking about the precautions she's taking or saying that she's not like actually going out. She had a plastic surgery augmentation done, and now Janelle from X on the Beach is also having that same surgery. So I found out today by going into Twitter while watching this episode with you, because I had to see Angela's reaction, because again, I recently unfollowed her. But so they're there for a medical procedure. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I just, if you're going to post on social media about you traveling, I want you to post also like, and I had the entire row and I'm wearing a mask and I'm not going out. And like, I'm only staying in this, like, she, to me, was not social media traveling responsibly. Mm-hmm. I'm not traveling at all, but whatever. So I unfollowed her, but, I used to be a big follower of hers. And I can tell you that they originally broke up because Nelson cheated on her. So I feel like that was critical background information, that this was sort of their take two of their relationship. And that's why a tweet would get to Angela. And I think it was sort of unfair to have Corey. I mean, what leg does Corey have to stand on? Corey's relationship on X on the Beach looked terrible. First with Alicia from Are You the One, then with Taylor. There are rumors constantly that Corey has cheated on Taylor. Corey's entire storyline on The Real World was about him like cheating on his pregnant girlfriend. So don't at me, Corey, about like, keep your eyes on your own relationship. I mean, I love Corey, but coming for Angela, I'll turn on him in a hot second. And I think Angela has every right, based on what I know of the history of their relationship, to believe this tweet. She happened to be wrong, but you know,
you can't do it on Nelson's birthday. I mean, he was expecting lingerie, he was expecting the whole nine yards, and you show up with this. I mean, what's a guy to do?
Look, if you want lingerie, follow Angela on Instagram. No problem there. But all right, so I went to the tweets because I'm not going to not let Angela speak her truth. So the Challenge MTV, which I believe is the account, it's verified. So maybe this is the actual challenge. But the fan account is very similar to the, it like has the same icon. Mm-hmm. It was like Nelson reveals where he stands with his relation, where his relationship stands. She retweets this and says, and on this episode of Corey Can't Ever Mind His Business, ... which I did not know. He's like, everyone knows I hate Angela. Did you know that?
I did not.
That was mostly just like me trying to take a breath, because I know if I didn't know it, you didn't know it. I'm like, this is like second to Ryder, my biggest stand-up.
Yeah, that's right, your girl.
So then she said, I mean, I've been carrying you and my ex-friend's secrets for years, and yet you stay in my ass for what? Sick, queasy emoji. Stop playing with me. Truly, Corey, don't play with Angela.
Don't play.
Then she says, mind your relationship, shorty, ... That would be enough for me to break up with Corey right there.
I love
Angela
Shorty.
Saying, mind your relationship, .. Corey cheated, like, for sure. No, just kidding. They have a kid. That's not funny. Okay. Angela said, oh, because I thought someone who has nothing to do with my relationship, .. I will never stay with someone who lets their friends disrespect me constantly. If you lack protecting me from unsolicited bullshit, you can lack me completely. I'm free now, baby. I mean, this is what we need. Why is she not on this show?
Yeah, I feel like this is all setting up. This we need like an exit 3, 4. I think 3. I think there's enough time has passed.
Get her on the challenge.
We need X's 3, Nelson and Angela, a lot of other couples out there. They're ready to rock and roll.
If you lack protecting me from unsolicited bullshit, you can lack me completely. Wow. Wow. Okay. Then she says, it's always, quote, here's a ticket for the final, bro. Never, quote, don't talk about my girl like that, .. Wow. She watched.
She needs to be on the show. She's ready to go.
Then she said, tired of being quiet. Y'all got me effed up. Me too, girl. Me too.
She's quiet. I feel like she's never quiet.
Then she says, she already said this. Oh, she quote tweeted her own tweet of the I'll never stay friends with someone who lets their friends disrespect me constantly. Because like me, she reread it a second time and was like, wow, I really said that. And posted a gif of herself from X on the Beach saying, I am not the one to play with. I mean, a legend of our time, people. And I could not be more sincere. I hope it does not sound sarcastic. I am living for this. I wish she would not travel in a pandemic, but I live for the tweet. Stay home and tweet, girl. Stay home and tweet.
Yeah, tweet. You could tweet from your couch. It's recommended. Highly recommended.
And because I'm a journalist, because I'm not a journalist, I will not go to Nelson's Twitter to see if him and Corey said anything, because I don't have to see both sides.
There you go. We only focus on Angela's side.
Call me biased. All right. Well, I think Corey and Nelson, I mean,
I think we got Corey and Nelson's side. We got it on air. I think we got exactly their side.
Exactly. But for Nelson, like, he said really sweet things about her. And like, unfortunately, we're not together. I'm still in love with her. He didn't say boo about her, but
he only really trashes other girls. He doesn't seem to trash his ex-girlfriends, which I guess is good. But maybe, you know, treat everyone like that.
That's a great thing to say. But I want to defend Nelson in saying that Corey's at home saying this. Nelson can't really say anything to him. But I do think, I imagine this was an ongoing problem in their relationship. Because as Corey says, as everyone knows, I hate her. And Angela, as she likes to say, is not Boo Boo the Fool. So don't treat her like that.
Don't do it.
All right, I'm sweating. Was there more we had to talk about? I'm like, ooh.
No, I think that was segment two. We got more tea. I don't even remember what the tease was for segment 3, but I'm ready.
Oh, we did get Bailey and Swaggy have been married for 2 years, which I feel like they had to explain this better, and this was cut roughly because
I still don't really understand it. I still don't understand it. Because they were married for 2 years. But then they said COVID messed it up, but it's been 2 years and they wanted to keep it a secret from their family, but when they're going to tell their family. I don't know. The whole thing doesn't make sense. I mean, whatever they want to do, they can do. But the way they explained it certainly didn't add clarity.
Yep. Totally agree. Maybe we'll get more clarity on other stuff. I don't know how segment 3 is going to top segment 2. I feel like we should end it right here. Maybe we won't come back. You guys don't know.
I don't know. But we're taking a quick break. Are we coming back ever? I don't know. Find out in 3 seconds.
Have a good one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're back. We didn't go away forever. We're here.
No, we were not injured in the watching of the injured segment, despite you sounding sick at the beginning of the podcast.
I totally forgot that Nelson almost died this season. That I thought I was like, oh my God, that was this season. Totally forgot about that one.
Ryan, thank God we're taking a break soon, because the top of my notes, I forgot Nelson almost died. Same here, buddy. Same here.
Because I think that was like episode one or two, so that was right off the bat, which was way long ago. And yeah, that was really scary. He was, you know, like shaking. He said it took him a while to even recover. Like that was one of the scary moments of the entire season.
Yeah. No, I had no reaction. I did not remember. Feel bad for Nelson, but like whatever. I do remember the Big T incident, which is what took up the second half of the segment.
Big toe.
Big toe.
Always and forever. Big toe.
Stop trying to make big toe happen, Jenny. I'm like, I don't know that people are calling her big toe.
I don't know. I think it might stick because it's so perfect that her nickname was Big T to begin with, and then she hurt her toe. So I think this one might last.
I did not feel like I got any more clarity on what occurred with Big Toe, though, here.
No, it seems like no one knows how she hurt her toe. It all of a sudden just started gushing blood out of nowhere with no indication as to how or why or when.
I mean, what I want to know is like what the diagnosis was. Like, or I guess it just was stitches in the bottom of her foot, so she couldn't continue.
Yeah, yeah, I guess because they were worried about opening up or infections getting in. But poor Big Toe.
I do love the drunk instinct to, do I look sexy? I'm not going to the hospital without my high heels and my wig. I think I told the story when Big Toe got injured that I had to go to the hospital like a week before a sorority formal. And my friend and I asked the doctor if he'd go to the formal with me. And he was like, I have to work.
Yes.
So I can relate. I mean, I didn't care how I looked when I arrived, but like she said, you really got to stay ready, because I was maybe he would have said yes if I had my wig and my heels on.
That's all. That was all that was missing. That was it. Right there.
Don't say it so sarcastically, Brian. Like there's much more that's missing. Thanks a lot.
Do you have many wigs that you have in your rotation?
I have thick tricks up my sleeve. You've only seen me in person like four or five times.
That's why I'm asking about the wigs, because I have no idea. I just know your Twitter profile, I feel like, was like a picture of you with like either like a wig or fake glasses for a while. So I think there was something.
Wait, let's go back. A wig or fake glasses.
You're I don't know. It seemed like it was like a fake situation going on, and I couldn't tell what.
Wow. A fake situation. Okay. Here's the photo you're describing. I have my actual hair, no wig, a backwards hat, and sunglasses with the lens pushed out. But I will say, actually, I do have glasses that are very similar to them that I'm wearing right now with actual lenses. And they're not prescription, but they're not fake. They were glasses. So.
But those were fake glasses because there was no glass inside. So I was right. I knew there was something.
I'm dying. Men are so terrible. Wasn't there a picture of you with a wig or fake glasses?
Hey, 50-50.
I mean, Akiva will be mad at me, but he doesn't listen to this anyway. Brad and I are maybe supposed to, but maybe not, be on game night. And Akiva's been on Renap, and Akiva's been asking me about this. And, like, it's going to honestly cause me so much stress, because I'm going to get, like, truly annoyed at you. And you're going to be, like, laughing. And it'll be funny. I think the audience will enjoy it as a result. But it'll be like, oh, yeah, you wore a wig and fake glasses.
I've seen you truly annoyed at other people. I don't know if I want that wrath coming to me. So maybe I don't want this happening.
No, but it's like if I don't know if you ended up listening to the B&B where you submitted answers. But I was so annoyed at your answers. Like, that would be the joy of the episode. And I think people would really like it. But it's like, oh, at what cost, you know?
A friendship might end. It could be it.
What
could
a friendship. All right. Speaking of ending, I think this segment is it. You taught me something about the show before we started recording that I did not know.
Yeah. We've only been watching MTV shows together for the last 6 years. You probably a lot longer than that. But yeah, you didn't realize that the beginning of the show is a lot longer than like the end of the show. The first two segments are, the first segment's usually around 10-ish minutes. The next one's probably around like 8-ish. And then it probably goes like 4 minutes a block.
Okay, boomer. Sorry for, you know.
Maybe like near like the end, there'll be a longer one. Usually when the elimination is, maybe it'll be like, again, 6 or 7. But then it comes back with like a 2 minute segment to end the episode.
I do love you saying probably longer than 6 years, like as though I lied. This has all been a ruse. I lied to get on the podcast. I had never seen it up. It would track based on my lack of memory. That would be like the greatest con of my life.
That's low bar just to get on this one. I hope you have some better ones going forward.
Well, at the time, it was the peak, baby. Little did I know what would happen. Yeah. Right, meanwhile, it's 5 minutes and 30 seconds, and the clip itself was only 4 minutes, so maybe we should go.
Yeah, so let's see the biggest fights in an unseen clip of a security
I know you're
fight.
You're sending it away, and I'm interrupting, and now it's going to cause you stress on how to close the clip, even though I asked to close the clip, but I can't be managed, to quote from Giggly Squad. Are you liking this process?
The one that we're doing?
No, I mean, answer how you see fit,
Ryan. I thought you meant like the episode itself. Only for this type of episode. I don't know if I want to do this for a normal episode.
I almost don't even like it for this episode.
Oh, well, we're kind of in it now. So
no, we're definitely. I mean, I'm having more fun than I agree with you totally. I'm having more fun than I would have if I was like just watching the episode. But it's almost like their cliffhangers are working, and I almost forget that I have to pause at the commercial and get talk to you. Mm-hmm. But then now, once we've chatted, I want to read the reviews, I want to wrap it up, and I want to go to bed. Like, I don't want to go back now that I'm out of it.
The one thing, cool, if we did this again, I would say we shouldn't do it every segment. I think if we did a normal episode, we should watch, like, half the episode. And then record, and then come back for the second half. Then you can, like, it'll be a little more real. Like, doing this every 5 minutes is not great.
I mean, it's real, baby. It's real. We're doing this.
Oh, this is real.
This is real.
I'm very curious to see what people say for our, like, 3 tweets we get back. But I'm very curious to see how people feel about this one.
All right. Signing off so Brian doesn't have to struggle. See you in a bit.
We're back.
And we're in a fight.
We are?
No, but that was the theme of the clip.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought the wrath was on me already.
Relax, bro. Yeah, I mean, okay. We're definitely hitting low notes. Where I feel like if we had been watching this all at once, we might have overall come back been like, it was fine. Like, it was better than I expected. But now that we're, like, really putting all of our sights on each segment at a time, I'm like, mm-hmm. All right, good fight between Nelson and Swag. Glad they made up. Understand Swag's side. Like, okay.
I like that Nelson is, he has the same philosophy, whether he's fighting with a guy, girl, ex, whatever. He just says what he needs to say. And then afterwards, he just can apologize. We're like, all right, see, we're good now. No matter what he says, he tosses an apology. We're good to go.
I liked Swaggy here saying, like, look, Nelson didn't freak out. I freaked out. Like, Nelson didn't go crazy. You can watch the clip. Like, I lost it, but I was defending my wife. So I thought overall, like, fine performance, gentlemen. Fine. The ideal challenge fight.
It was very sweet how Bailey was smiling every time Swaggy said wife while he was describing it. That was very sweet.
It is interesting. Yeah, can't relate. But it was interesting, the Kayla thing with the Kayla Skype call with her friend. At first, when I saw the preview that we're going to see a clip of Kayla telling her friend about cheating on Mikey, I was like, wow, we really couldn't get the clip of her telling Mikey. But I do think, you know, agree or disagree with Kayla. I'm not saying I agree that this was the right thing to do, but it seems like all season we were saying like she's afraid to tell him. But really, and I do kind of believe she wasn't afraid. She was at peace with, maybe not at full peace, but relatively at peace that this was going to be over. But she wanted to spare him getting dumped on national television.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's pretty clear that she 100% just wanted out of the relationship, whether she knew that going into the season, realized that during the season, but she knew she wanted out, realized this was probably the best way to do it, and this just, you know, this is what she decided to do, which has kind of been the theme which we've gotten from many places all over the place, so once again, this kind of reiterated
from many places all over the place, with Kayla or just generally?
Yep. generally. I think Jenna and Nani said the same thing. I feel like Kayla said it. We've seen tweets that say that. Everyone is saying that she just wanted out of the relationship.
Yeah, and I don't think this was a good way to say it. I've defended her in the past. Like, a good way to do it. I mean, you could break up with... I mean, look, I don't know what she was going through, so maybe I shouldn't even speak to it. Mm-hmm. Nani gives us a sort of wink-wink, like, trust us, like, this was the right thing. But then brings it back to sort of, like, Kayla's a serial monogamist, and she needed to sort of, like, sow her wild oats and explore who she was, ends up getting back right into a relationship. But, you know, people are like that. So I just think that chapter's closed. It's almost like MTV wanted this to be more, and it definitely was during the season, but it just kind of seems like this is a non-issue.
And do we know her friends? Like, has she popped up in anywhere else in the MTV world?
Kayla?
No, the one she was Skyping with, Nicole.
Oh, I've never seen her, but...
Okay. I didn't think so. I don't know if she was on, like, X on the Beach or somewhere else, or I don't know.
No, I think that was just her friend.
Okay.
Shocking that any of these people have real friends anymore, but I think it was just a real friend. Watch the...
It's kind of amazing.
She was on, like, this show, and I'm like, oh, I missed it. She was on Siesta Key, and I missed it.
Has anyone else from her Real World season been on? Is it just her? Because there was that one guy that I thought would have been really good. He had, like, long hair. I can't remember his name.
Was she not on Ammo season? What season was Kayla on?
It might have been Ammo season. Yeah, that was not Too Big to Fail. It was like Go Big, Go Home, something like that.
Let me look this up. I actually recently did a big deep dive on Ammo's profile, so fresh on the mind. Let's see. Yeah, Go Big or Go Home. It was CJ. Oh, because CJ and I think... Ammo was on. I think they recently did, like, some interview together based on, again, the topical deep dive. Are you thinking of Dean would have been great? But is that really who we need?
I think so.
Like, I don't know. The Dean. Like, then you had Sabrina, the singer.
No, I mean, he's not, like, a unique personality guy. I just thought when they were picking from Real World that he would have
Sabrina,
been
Sabrina, who's very annoying, the singer. Kayla, obviously we know. Jenna, I remember her by face. I think she was, like, the Republican virgin, but I might be wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we thought some of the stuff that's been coming out of this season is bad, Jenna would have...
Dylan, I don't really remember. Dion, the long hair guy. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes. All that's right. Who I was, you know, that's the guy.
Fine. Not a great season of the Real World. Yeah, it was.
Was it Go Big or Go Home? Was that the name of it? That was weird. Yeah, they were doing that. They had to do, like, challenges and stuff like
Kayla.
That. Only the first few.
I mean, some of the weirdest seasons, like Corey World, really, came from. Corey and Jenna coming from. And Tony. God, that was a hefty season from the Your Exes Are Back Skeletons one.
Yeah,
that was explosion. Yeah, Skeletons was like your sister who you don't talk to. Was that
explosion?
But Nicole's girlfriend from X on the Beach was explosion. There as an ex of someone in the show.
Yeah. Man, oh man.
Look, I can only do topical deep dives that you're going to randomly are going to come up once in a while. Nicole is definitely someone I do deep dive on to talk to me in like 6 to 8 months,
why
honestly.
Hasn't she been on the last few seasons? Sorry.
Six months is February? No. All right.
Okay.
All right. So, speaking of catching me, should we just watch February? To the end now and come back in another second? Poor Scott. I mean, it's February. Like every 4 minutes.
Well, eight months is, right? Is it 8 months?
Oh, that's what she said. All right, yeah. We have 11 minutes left, so we'll see you back at the end of the episode to wrap this up.
Yeah, I think we're there. I think let's plow through to the end, and then we'll polish this off.
We're back. Polish this sucker off.
Thank God we finished through the episode. Am I right?
Because I'm pretty sure the segment we... finally decided to go to the end with was basically just nothingness. So just recaps of people failing in challenges.
You know, not every idea works, you know. It's like, you know what was great about this idea? I got to do zero prep. That is
phenomenal.
I mean, that if not for that, this episode would not have been possible. So I at least appreciate that.
Nani losing a veneer didn't pique your interest during this segment?
It actually did. So here's a little personal news. I'm not going to get veneers today, but I have considered it in my life as like something I'll get. I have terrible teeth, genetically, like truly terrible teeth. But everybody who has veneers, well, I guess I don't know. Some people I know have very natural looking veneers, but like once Nani said she had veneers, I was looking at her mouth. I was like, yeah, that tracks. Like she kind of looks like she has them. So I was interested, not in an interesting podcast way, but I was interested in knowing about her losing a veneer drunk.
Mm-hmm. Anyone's yearbook quote impact you in any way?
Did I miss that?
Well, that was basically the last thing. Are there all our final thoughts, takeaways?
So specific. I mean, it was nice to see Vienna, to see Mel's mom. That was really cute. It was great to see Swaggy and Billy. I mean, I know Swaggy is retired from the challenge, but to hear them sort of say, like, you underestimated us. We did. We fully did. So I was here for that line. Mm-hmm. And I was really distracted, honestly, by Wes having the weirdest, you know, Zoom background in the history of backgrounds, you know, since Puya. did you notice that? Like, he was talking about how great he was, and I was just like, why do you have a big TV on a small wall, and then your bed, like, casually cropped into frame when you could, like, shut the door? And just such a strange... He wanted to show off his house. I didn't understand.
Yeah, that was odd. Also, his favorite moment was odd. I don't think he even won that challenge. Didn't Bananas win that challenge? He got to see it anyway. So, I don't know. That was a weird moment to pick as your favorite, I guess. But I guess he didn't go over it. He got knocked out, so had to go with that one.
Overall, not a great episode for Wes. I do want to give a plug to Josh. Nice. He looks good with long hair. I think Josh should keep the quarantine haircut.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought they were about to give Josh the last word. I was like, what are we doing? I'm glad they cut away from him and let basically, I guess CT kind of got the last word, but it was basically Vienna, which is a good way to go.
Yeah, I wanted to see little CT.
Oh, yeah. There really are a lot of kids now in the challenge world. We're getting close to one of them popping up on our screens.
I'm here for it.
So we got some questions I could toss your way. First from Patty Butler. She said, it looked like Josh was wearing a different outfit this episode compared to the last one. Do you think they filmed extra segments, or what do you think the ordering of this versus the other reunion was? And also Casey not being in the shot was odd. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it makes it seem more and more that Casey and Josh were not quarantining, but I'll let Big Brother Twitter delve into that. I mean, those are eagle eyes, friend. I didn't notice the clothes, although I guess maybe Josh's hair must have been the same. I only noticed it this time. But I think I was clocking Nani and saying this must have been earlier in the day or a different day. I would, if it was the same day, I think this was sort of the earlier segment. And look, we don't,
the 4 a.m. one.
We actually don't know how much of the reunion was actually just individual clips cut together. I know some shows have been doing that where they're actually not all together, right, and they just cut it.
That's fair. Randy Nupple asks, who would you put as the MVP for this part?
The Noob. I mean, Big T, right? Big Toe.
Yep. I think so. No one else has really stood out from any memorable moment, but yeah, Big T wearing the heels to the hospitals, I guess, takes the cake.
Or Melissa, for being pretty much invisible for the first half of the show, had probably the most outtakes that they actually mm-hmm. should have shown.
Yeah. Lastly, not many other questions. This episode didn't really warrant many questions. We kind of touched on this, though, but Mike Christensen said, with so many episodes now online and a potentially very long off season, should we prepare for, and he came up with this name, a Lash Through Time rewatch podcast series. I'm not sure why I'm cut out. Because he says Cohen is a more difficult name to pun from. I think Cohen's actually a very easy name to come up with puns, considering it rhymes with going. A lot of different ways you can go with that. Kel Sherman said Cohen Through Time. I think we can workshop that.
But, I think you're going to lose, though. It's not that it's bad. It's just it's not as easy as mine.
I don't think. Is it not as? I think it's just as easy.
Well, talk to your wife about which would be a better wedding hashtag, an easier one with wedding hashtags, because it's so easy with mine.
Like, it's going. Like, that's going. You use any pun for going, and you can.
Yeah, but that's limiting. That's limiting. I'm in a blank canvas, pretty much. All right, regardless, we're not rebranding. I mean, what, are we going to do anything in the off-season? Look, exclusive, Scally and Matt Liguori over at the Dom and Colin podcast want to do something. I still have to do my Brian AMA. I'm not forgetting about that. So that's at least two things, all right? And we need to take a break.
Got to talk to my agent. I got to review my offers. Yes,
I'll talk to your dog. I'll put in a quick a text to your dog.
So it's like, remember, at SunnyDude on Instagram. Get some followers. He's up to a lot. He's at 1,342.
That's like tremendously more than me. I famously do not use Instagram despite having it. I get like 10 likes. So, yeah, so I guess I'll follow
followers
your dog.
Over to yeah, something to do. Dude is D-O-D-D-O-O-D. Not D-U-D-E. D-O-O-D.
Great. All right. Now that we're plugging your dog, are we done here or what?
I think so. It's been fun. Well, I don't know, it's kind of sad.
I have to, before you get sentimental, I have to do what I've been promising all season that no one's been waiting for, the massive like, because the thank you of the 5-star reviewers. So I'm going to start with July 4th. What a great day to start with, I guess. Who cares? And I'm going to rattle through these, and that's it. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us going all season.
Before you start reading that, what's like a good song? What's like that a good song you play like in the bar mitzvah, like during the montage? Hope you had the time of your life. I'm going to play that. I'm going to see if it comes through as you're reading these.
Don't play that.
I'm going to try.
As we go on, we remember. Okay.
Let's see if this comes out.
The complaints are rolling in.
Can you hear anything?
Literally, no. Hold on. Let me turn my volume up. Are you putting your microphone to your... No, take your headphones out, bro.
I just did.
No, I can't hear it.
All right, well, I'm playing it to the mic, so we'll see if this works.
But if you're playing it to the mic, that's what I hear also. It's not like a secret.
I think it's coming through.
This
is a mess.
What if it's so loud that you can't hear me? That's nothing has ever caused that. All right. So while Brian,
right, I closed it.
Well, it could have
been
great.
Just imagine that song is playing
it
right now.
It could have been great. And, okay. So Brandon C. Thompson, Robo Josh 9000, pseudonym Golden Like Ryan, Tide. TYD underscore 08 Crep Bloggy Crazy Sports Mom K2323 star star Z Bakalban Red nope didn't oh no okay illy.com KV Coulter J3 27842 Logan Adair Kate S4588 old school challenge fan, me too. P pterodactyl, just pterodactyl lol 06. Voila Valerie ZZXBXNXBXNFNNDJJJJJN Lone Ranger 158. Thank you. If I missed you because it was later than July and I'm just lazy, I'm sorry. It still means the world to us. We hit all of our goals that we hit. We are shockingly at 5-star average rating with 714 ratings. It truly matters. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. We appreciate you. We appreciate you being with us for 6 years. Again, I couldn't even make it through a podcast listening to myself last week. I don't know how you do it, but I'm happy that you do.
We love you all. Truly.
I don't know how I'm going to say that, but...
Oh man, what a run.
This what could be run. It. We could be I mean it, we have at least two I mean, more things, knows? But we may never talk again.
This could be it. We've had a good journey. Milan to Minsk.
yeah, you know, do every podcast season like it's your last. We did it. Quarantine held us together. We barely missed an episode. Thanks. Oh, thanks to all our guests and our subs. Yes. This whole season, we will need you again one day. Hopefully, we aspire to need subs again safely.
Yeah, we aspire to have lives that we might have to miss a week or two on the podcast. We hope that comes back around.
But until then, no, I'm just kidding. You can wrap up.
You can subscribe at robswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Cohen with a C, Brian _. And also at It's Sunny the Dude on Instagram. You can follow you.
Said it like Sunny the Dude. You can follow me at Sunny the Dude on Instagram or at Lash Tweets on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll be back. Maybe some one-offs. If not, Challenge 36, whenever it comes up, we'll be here, hopefully. Until then, have a good one.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.